Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting third, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Outlaw throws the ball into Lake, who tags Callaway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield throws the ball into Cullenbine, who tags Callaway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels is thrown out after the base hit. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-2 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Platt scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Callaway scores. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 3 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-4 in the game. Platt hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.